Your stomach growls in turmoil and despair. You can't quite tell how many days you've been wandering the forest at this point. You'd heard the stories about the sheer size of what the locals call the Western Expanse, but you shrugged them all off as hearsay. It's just a forest, you thought. Birds, trees, deer. You traveled through plenty before. But this forest was unlike the others. It did not welcome you or your kind. You had hardly packed enough food for the journey. Rations began to run low in short order. Why don't I hunt some of the animals, you had thought to yourself, only to find yourself nipping at the heels of shadows. You even turned to forage your surroundings and found the not but the most poisonous of mushrooms. Not a single edible berry, root, or shoot. Alone with nothing but your thoughts and the grumbling of your stomach, you turn your head toward the sky and sigh. Even the sky itself feels as if it has forsaken you. The sun barely winking through the heavy canopy overhead. The forest, as outwardly beautiful as it may be, has been nothing but a tiresome maze, devoid of direction, sustenance, and rest. Well, at least you hadn't encountered any dangerous wild animals, you thought to yourself. Why, everything here seems to want to avoid you and simply starve you out. As you heft your pack, ready to continue your journey, the faintest hint of a strange, yet almost familiar, smell wafts past your nose. You whip your head around in the direction of the smell. It's almost like... pastries. Surely it's some sort of cooked food. There must be other adventurers out here, braving the wilds alongside you. This could be your salvation. You take off in a hurried run toward the scent, renewed vigor filling your body. Pushing through the brush, bouncing off the trees and roots. You leap and bound excitedly toward the smell of a lovingly cooked lunch. And then, you break the brush one final time, and you find yourself in a strange clearing. And the sky opens up above, showing you the warm smile of the sun for the first time in days. A wide field of wildflowers spreads out before you, butterflies lazily floating through the meadow as you slow your approach. And right in the center of it all, a worn stone cottage. Vines crawl up and down the walls, draped as if they were carefully hung tapestries. The stones are worn and stained with years of weathering. Yet, even so, there's a feeling of care, as if this building was lovingly, painstakingly cared for by some entity. You stop and look around, inhaling deeply. Seeking the smell that brought you here. And here it is, you confirm. The cottage in front of you. Not a group of adventurers as expected, but a resident of the forest. You could hardly imagine it. But will they be friendly? Everything else in this forest has seemed to reject your presence. Why would this person be any different? Still, you could perhaps reason with them. And, well, even if you were at risk, this may be your last chance of survival. You steady and steel yourself, slowly taking in a deep breath before proceeding up to the house. A few steps more, and you're up the short set of stairs. You stare at the old wooden door to the house, contemplating the large brass knocker on the front of it for a moment. And this is it. Salvation, you hope. You reach forward, fingers inching toward the knocker, and then the door swings open before you can even lay a hand on it, and is immediately replaced by the sight of a large, floppy, black and red hat. Aghast? Gosh, I haven't seen humans here in the forest in what feels like years. You stare at the girl, mouth agape. She tips her hat back and stares up at you with her piercing red eyes. The slightest bit of fox ears peek out from underneath the wide brim of the hat. Beast folk? That makes sense, you suppose. They are typically tied to nature in some way or another. Are you going to stand there and stare at me? Why did you want to come in? You open your mouth to speak, but find the words caught in your throat. Instead, opting to nod briefly to the grinning fox lady. You slowly step past her as she moves aside, gesturing you deeper into the cottage. And the strong scent of freshly cooked food wafts throughout the house. You briefly look at your surroundings, taking in the sights. Vaguely magical-looking antiques line the walls, placed carefully on shelves. The house itself is strangely crowded with things. Antique furniture, books, small trinkets and treasures. Yet, despite this seemingly chaotic mess, it all seems to have a purpose and a place. Welcome to my humble little home in the forest. I'm surprised to see your kind this far out here, actually. The sprightly fox lass closes the door and steps around you, looking up at you with excitement. Oh, I think it's been 4 or 5 years, and maybe even longer. The forest itself isn't the most welcoming to humans. Not that I can blame the spirits for feeling that way. Humans haven't quite been the kindest toward this land. Though, I consider that something we can educate your kind on, so you're welcome in my home. Anyway, I've talked your ear off. What brings you out here? The fox girl leans forward and flops her hat off, letting her ears spring fully free. Now that you've got a moment, you're able to actually take in the beauty of your host. Long, golden locks roll down her back, tied off at the end with a large red ribbon. Her black and red dress clings rather shamelessly to her body, leaving little to the imagination. It's clear that society's mores don't reach this part of the land, given her attire. You shake the intrusive thoughts from your head and answer her, explaining that you're set out to help map and explore the forest. Oh, I see. Well, at least you aren't here to hurt it. But I have to tell you, you're kind of wasting your time. This forest, you can't map it. The forest shifts itself around. It moves. The spirits of the wood make it ever-changing. Oh, you frown dejectedly at the fox. Surely this is a joke, you think to yourself. But judging from the rather serious look on her face, it definitely isn't. Honestly, you might as well turn back and head on home. It's the safest thing you could do. You laugh quietly to yourself and tell her that if you could have done that, you would have done that. The forest probably won't let you leave. Not on your own. I could take you back out. If you're with me, the forest will let you go. You open your mouth to thank her, and are immediately racked with a rumbling in your gut. Food. You need food. You turn toward the smell coming from the kitchen and start to move toward it. What are you doing? You turn your head back and tell her exactly what you're doing. You've been practically starving, and you have to eat something. You came here because of the food I cooked. You don't want to eat that one. Look, I can get you something else. You brush her off. You can't wait for another meal. Ugh, humans are so rude sometimes. You can't eat that one. There's a catch to it. Catch? What, like it'll make you sick or something? Or maybe it just tastes bad? You might regret it. Quite frankly, you don't care at this point. Whatever it is, you'll make it up to her. You finally reach the delicious smelling treat. A broad pan full of what appear to be small pastries is laid out before you, cooling off. Without hesitating, you grab one and wolf it down. Ugh, delicious. It's full of some sort of sweet fruit, and glazed with what appears to be honey. I bestowed so much manna of the forest for those. You turn back to the fox girl, who's now frustrated and distraught. Weeks of gathering loose manna and condensing it, lost in a moment. Loose manna? What is she talking about? You bow an apology and offer to make it up to her in any way you can. Make it up to me. I'll have to think about it. least you didn't eat them all, so we'll still get to enjoy them. Still, I don't even know if I should eat them now that you did. What? Why would it matter? You look at her in confusion and cock your head to the side. Ugh, you wouldn't understand. Things are just different out here. I'll have to think of some way you could make it up. You gesture toward, well, some direction. Actually, you're not even sure if the town is in that direction anymore. Stuff from the city? I don't care about that. I'm more interested in the lost mana. You nod in understanding, and offer a suggestion of mana crystals to the Mage's Guild. No, it's different. That's refined mana. Humans discard the natural aspect of it after drawing it out. I take the raw mana and condense it and offer it to the forest. What is she, anyway? Gathering raw mana and preparing it in some way? You still don't understand, do you? She smiles slightly at you, slowly moving towards you. I believe that your kind would call me a witch. Your eyes widen. That wasn't expected. Oh, don't be alarmed. I'm not some evil creature casting curses. I merely seared the forest. But still, I am due some compensation. I offer you salvation in the forest, and you repay me by thoughtlessly eating my dinner. It's as if the entire mood of the cottage has changed. The bright, playful energy she exhibited before has been replaced by something more dangerous, predatory. The fox flashes you a sly grin. Hostile isn't the right word here, but something else entirely. Humans gather mana from without and from within. The mages of the city take this energy and refine it, cleaning what they believe to be impurities. Conversely, those who work for the land, such as druids, they use the energy in a more raw fashion. Most humans are awash in mana, whether they realize it or not. Very, very few are lacking, though many lack the ability to channel it. You, for example, are a veritable font of mana. I can practically taste the energy rolling off your body. I doubt you have ever even tried to channel it. It's raw and untamed, like this forest. I can certainly take compensation from you. A few days of effort and I'll have gathered more than the man I lost in the first place. You raise your eyebrows at her curiously. Here, let me extract the mana directly from you. I promise it won't hurt. No. You'll even enjoy it. And then, you can be on your merry way. She leans forward as she finishes talking. Unintentionally, or perhaps very intentionally, showing you a rather provocative view. You swallow nervously, eyeing her up and down. You did say you'd do anything to pay her back. And deep down, as you stare at the playful witch swaying back and forth before you, well, you know in your heart you wouldn't have said no anyway. You smile slightly back at her, which she takes as a yes. Good. Let's head downstairs into my lab. we'll have a lot more space to work with. I realize this isn't the most exciting place to do this in, but it is the room with the most space in the house. My bedroom upstairs is an absolute wreck. Standing in the basement, you look around. Books line the walls. Some sort of large alchemy apparatus occupies one corner, with a cauldron wedged in next to it. The fox girl cleans up a table in the center of the room, moving a small pile of books off of it, leaving naught but the cloth on top of it. Get your gear off. You can just leave it near the stairs. I want to see what kind of sword and adventure like you is packing. You hurriedly comply, your head mixed with both raw desire and moderate concern for your well-being should you not play along with her request. And now finished with her own task, she glances back at you, flashing her sharp white teeth at you. Oh, come here, come here. Don't be shy. Are you nervous? Here, maybe this will make you feel better. She smirks slightly, then pulls down the top of her dress, exposing her heavy breasts to the cold air. They sway slightly back and forth as she moves closer to you. Touch them, if you like. She thrusts her chest forward, bringing her hard pink nipples to within a few inches of you. You reach up and gently grab them without hesitation, rolling your fingertips across her fat nipples. That's nice. I haven't been touched like that in a long time. I'll come over the table and step into the light a bit so I can have a look at you properly. She takes her hand and leads you toward the table, her soft fingertips holding you oh so gently. She gently grasps your cock, giving it a few short strokes while reaching down to roll your balls across her palm. That's a good size, but I've got more particular tastes and needs. So, everyone has a specialty when it comes to magic, right? My specialty is enhancement, in various different forms. You're not gonna say no if I want to try a little of my magic on you, right? I promise it's temporary. You quickly nod your head yes, eagerly waiting for her to continue working you over with her hands. Good. And then I'll just infuse them a little bit like this. Her hands give you a firm yet gentle squeeze. And then a soft blue light begins to flow from her hands and into your body. You gasp slightly as warmth begins to pour into your crotch. Your cock pulses and twitches, feeling hotter and harder than ever. You stare down at her, watching her gently caress you as she infuses more and more man into you. Your cock and balls grow slowly in her grip, inch by inch. Pre-cum starts to leak out of the tip and roll down to her small hands. That's a good size. More of my tastes. She drops down to her knees briefly, popping the fat head and giving a long, noisy slurp. That's good. So much cum already. It's so thick. I'm not here to do this half-heartedly, though. Drinking it only goes so far. The busty fox witch stands up, her tits jiggling as she does. Why don't you take a seat on the table? She gestures toward the now empty table, to which you quickly comply. I want you to just lean back and relax. You lay back on the table as she climbs up on top of it, slinging her leg over your waist and straddling you. She places one hand on your well-endowed cock, pressing it against her pelvis. I can't wait. Maybe I'm a bit of a size queen, but this is one of life's finest pleasures. I can't help myself. She pushes her crotch forward, gently grinding it against her dick, stroking it tenderly with her hands on the other side. I'm going to enjoy being stuffed with this. And the lithe fox girl leans back from you, pulling her crotch back briefly. She presses her hands firmly against your raging erection, lowering it into place and aligning with her drenched slit. Just stay right there and be a good little pet for me, alright? Then she slides forward slightly, pushing your thick cock head up against her soaked pussy lips. Slowly, oh so slowly, agonizingly slowly, you pierce her wet depths, sinking bit by bit inside of her. So thick, so good. And the crown of your dick finally slides inside of her, causing you to moan aloud as her slippery pussy grips your head firmly. Oh, yes. The excitable fox girl leans forward and brings herself back above you, letting herself slowly drop down onto your waist. You groan, grunt, and squirm underneath her as each inch of your thick prick disappears into her body. Look, there's an outline in my tummy. She places her hands on her stomach, gently pressing them against the noticeable bulge you've created in her. That's so nice. You gasp and grit your teeth as she wiggles around on her lap, her pussy gripping you fiercely. You look like you're enjoying it nearly as much as I am. Good. And she firmly presses her body down onto yours, grinding her pussy against your crotch. All you need to do is lay there and enjoy it. I'll do all the work for you. You just gotta pump my pussy full of mana. Look, with every stroke, look how it pushes against my tummy. Enough, this thick, hard cock. Filling me up. So big. So deep. Give it to me. Yes. Come here. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Yes. Deeper. And feel it all the way inside of me. In the very bottom. You can feel it twitching. It's welling up inside of you, isn't it? But you can't wait to come inside of me. Second, we're gonna stop for a second. Why did I stop? Because I had to get myself ready. Because I'm gonna milk every last drop of cum out of your balls right now. I need this. I need this so bad. It's been so long. I just want to fuck you like an animal. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. You don't have to resist any longer. You just need to feed me. You need to feed me. Feed me every last drop of your cum. Pour it inside of me. Don't resist me. Resist me. Let's milk you for everything you're worth. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Give me all of your mana. Give it to me. Don't hold back. Not even one drop. Give it to me. After what feels like an eternity being milked by the bouncy vixen riding atop your cock, you finally give in to her. Rope after rope of thick cum pours from your taut balls into her tight, quivering pussy. With every pulse of your dick, she tightens up around you, as if she was trying to milk every last drop of cum from you. Oh, good, good. Give me as much as you can. Pour every last drop into me. Finally, it comes to an end. After so much, you feel almost empty. And the warmth that has been filling your waist all night finally begins to subside as her enhancement magic wanes. You can feel your cock slipping out from her as it returns to its normal size. Oh, I can't waste any of that. She quickly claps a hand over her crotch and digs her fingers into it, plugging it up. There's gotta be something around here. Ah, there it is. She pops off her lap and stumbles over to the laboratory, procuring what appears to be a large, solid glass toy. Without even flinching, she expertly slides it right up inside of her and slides her panties back into place over it. And there, much better. Once I've got that all absorbed, you'll be all paid up. I haven't felt this full of mana in years. The amount you gave me would have taken me months to build up. I thought I was just going to get back what I lost, but phew. She turns back towards you, patting her belly in satisfaction. Could use a snack now, though. Maybe I will go back up and eat one of my little treats. I was gonna give them all to you, but after that performance, well, I've got all the incentive I'd ever need to eat one myself. She wanders off and bounds up the stairs, leaving you to collect your thoughts. You never would have expected your little foray into the forest to end up like this. But it's fine. You've paid your dues for dinner, and you'll get an escort out of this hellish forest in the morning. Your gracious host slowly descends back into the basement, stuffing her face with one of the pastries you ate earlier. The perfect accompaniment to a belly full of raw manna. I outdid myself this time. You watch her with curiosity as she walks back over to you, patting her belly once more. She looks immensely pleased with herself and flashes a smirk at you. Are you all right? Everything should be back to normal by now. How are you feeling? The first time you go through that, you might feel a bit out of it, but you'll get used to it. You blink at her a few times and then cock your head to the side. What's wrong? You ask her what she means about getting used to it. Aren't you supposed to be going home tomorrow? Yeah, about that. Do you remember that little catch I tried to tell you about earlier? You know, the one you kept ignoring my warning for. You give her a short nod. So, this little pastry you decided to gorge yourself on, it's a special little treat. Made out of very special ingredients gifted to me by the forest. You see, there's other people that live out here. Villages full, actually, that worship the forest spirits. They make those for their wedding ceremonies. The two that are tying the knot eat them together as a way to finalize their marriage. It's not only symbolic, but practical as well. You see, the forest provides blessed fruit, and after eating them, the couple is able to feel each other's presence and find one another. In the case of outsiders, it also grants the forest favor to them, as long as they don't harm the land. You do understand what I'm saying, right? You stare at her intently. Is she saying what you think she's saying? You ate one of her pastries, and she ate one, and I normally make them every few years, just for myself as a treat so they taste so good. Eat them all by my lonesome. But then you came along, gobbled one right up with no hesitation, and then gave me one of the best experiences of my life. How could I resist eating one myself? You sit up, shaking your head in disbelief. The world spins around you as you do. You must still be a bit dazed from earlier. Relax. It's not such a bad thing. We'll be able to do that again nearly every day. My, when you strolled up to my door like a starving animal, I hardly expected to end up with a husband. It's been a day full of surprises to the both of us, hasn't it? How did you get here? How did you end up in this situation? You're practically stunned with disbelief. A fox got your tongue, huh? Well, I think it'll be a fun experience for both of us. Maybe. We could even travel together a bit. I could even teach you how to tap into your mana reserves. Not that you'll have much reserve if I keep drinking it from you every night. Come here. She leans forward, lacing her arms through yours and embracing you gently. Hey, why don't we head back upstairs and have dinner together? There's plenty of food left for the both of us. Come on. You let out a slight sigh and wrap your own arms back around her, returning the gesture. You don't know what the days ahead will hold for you, but at the very least, they're likely to be exciting.